The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Books are sold.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Broadcasting something very unique and totally different from DC. The truth. It's the Don Crow Show on life-changing talk radio. WAVA. It's time for the Don Crow Show right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. You made it clear through to Thursday. Congratulations. Welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get together to talk about what I call matters that matter, issues of significance that you and I want to get informed about. But the whole point is, let's get informed, but then let's find ways to get involved, make a positive, life-affirming difference in the culture and in the world. What do you say? In 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2, I was just reading this morning, the Apostle Paul wrote, "First of all, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all those in authority, so that we may lead tranquil and quiet lives in all godliness and dignity." And he said, "This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior." I know that through the years, many of you have been and you are consistently on a regular basis praying without regard for political party or ideology, praying for our nation's leaders at every level, I hope. And that's as it should be, as a matter of fact. However, there are those individuals and ministries which God has especially called to do not only what Paul has urged us all to do, as I just read, as a general practice, but those who are called to minister very effectively and in an ongoing basis to government leaders and their staffs. And that's the kind of ministry we're going to be talking about this first part of the show. Joining us with the details, Kimberly Ganow and Andy Ganow. They are the founders, and she is the founder and executive director of a ministry known as Alabaster House. I love the name, Alabaster House. Through this, they've been serving government leaders and spouses and family member staff since 1998. As a matter of fact, we met years ago, as she reminded me the other day, because she also has been involved in other leadership ministry here on the Hill. So Kimberly and Randy, welcome, and it's an honor to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. Thank you so much, Don.
Thanks, Don.
And how are you folks weathering the storm, so to speak, with all the shutdown and so forth? And has that affected what you're doing on the Hill at all?
In matter of fact, it's been actually increasing. We were asked to lead a weekly call with members of Congress and congressional wives that we've been doing each Wednesday evening. And it's been a really a neat opportunity because we've been really brought into their homes. As you know, probably most of the electronics and so forth, the technology, we're communicating with people and we see their faces, we see their kids running across the screen or getting in their pajamas, you know, just real life as we're sharing devotionals and praying for them. So yeah, absolutely. It has definitely changed.
Now, before we get into Alabaster House and a very special event coming up June 2nd, which we'll wait and do that in the next segment. Take a minute or two, Kimberly, especially both of you for that matter, because you and I talked earlier off the phone. We met years ago D. James Kennedy Center for Christian Statesmanship with Frank Wright, a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. So what's the history of your work prior to Alabaster House here on the Hill?
Sure. I started with Dr. D. James Kennedy as one of his first Capitol Hill liaisons there, which essentially was a great fancy name for missionary to Capitol Hill. And we worked anywhere from, you know, the member of Congress, the congressional spouse, to the staff and everyone in between. So that's really how I got started. And of course, my husband and I, we've had two girls, and just over the years have just continued to maintain those relationships that we've had with some significant key leaders. And, you know, I think once God puts a vision in your heart and you get planted, it just continues to develop along with the rest of life's challenges and so forth. So, yeah, we incorporated later in 2014. That have been serving there for really over two decades.
Randy, are you directly involved as much as Kimberly is, or are I know you have other work, you're a businessman and so forth. What's your involvement?
Well, yeah, I like to say that this Alabaster House gig is kind of my side hustle, but I work for one of the stock exchanges, you know, during the day. So, but I am involved, actually. I enjoy it very much. You know, during this COVID season, we've been doing calls on Zoom. And like Kimberly said, you know, we have a chance to be face-to-face with folks, and it's fun because they're all over the country, you know, and we're seeing in their homes, and like she said, we're seeing their kids, that sort of thing. But normally we host meetings face-to-face in D.C., and, you know, Kimberly and I have a really strong heart for marriage, and it's generally harder to do marriage ministry if you're not together. So we try to do that. And so, but yeah, no, this is something that I enjoy very, very much.
Now, on that point, before we take this first break, Randy, talk about the mentality these days on Wall Street. That's your world primarily, as you've just described with an exchange. We know that really impacts people's lives right where they hurt, the economy itself. What's the sense there now, and is it a malaise of despair, or what's happening?
Well, it's a great question, you know, and there's sort of a distinction between what's happening in the stock market versus what's happening in the economy. But, you know, interestingly enough, we've been talking with the members, and they probably have members of Congress, and they have a good sense of what's happening in their districts. And they really believe that this is not as bad as you would think it to be. You know, people, instead of spending money in one direction that they would have spent it before COVID, are spending it in other directions, and which is, you know, the key to our healthy economy. So they think that when the numbers all kind of shake out, it's going to kind of snap back, and it's not quite as bad as what we might be fearing.
And I know you both take courage as I do, and I've encouraged our folks here right on the air and as well at my own church. We need to, even though we know it, remind ourselves frequently at this time that somebody's in charge. It's not necessarily in the White House or anywhere else, but far above all of this is our Lord himself's in charge, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we're going to find out more about Alabaster House, and especially about a very specific event, a very special event coming up that we want you to know about. It's going to be June the 2nd. It's a morning virtual event. We'll have all the details coming back with Kimberly and Randy Ganau in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Hi, it's Chuck with A-Action. This is a message of faith and hope. I've had my share of challenges. There were times I didn't know if I'd make it. I recall Matthew 6, where Jesus told his disciples, "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? So don't worry about tomorrow, for God has his plan for all of us. Be thankful, fellow Christians, for we live in the greatest God-favored country there has ever been. Through God, I trust, will not only prevail, but thrive."
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan. And luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fee up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope comes home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate at WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Hello, this is Andrew Altman, founder of Best Buy Waterproofing. There's been a lot of rain here in the Maryland, Virginia area over the past 2 months, and there's more rain in the forecast. If you have issues in your home with basement moisture, mold and mildew, a crack in your wall, and water leaking into your home, I have a solution for you. My company, Best Buy Waterproofing, can fix your issue forever. We will give you a dry basement and get rid of the mold and mildew, moisture, and any issues related to water around the foundation of your home. Our work comes with a lifetime guarantee, and we are highly rated with the Better Business Bureau. Also know, during this unusual time, my team is fully functional and able to serve you with the highest level of safety for you and your family. Many hundreds of families have been served by Best Buy Waterproofing here in the Maryland and Virginia area. Let us help you too. Go to BestBuyWaterproofing.com or call us directly 24 hours a day, 844-980-3707.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com.
Hey folks, if you haven't seen it yet, you don't want to miss it, and it's only going to be available for a limited time. I'm talking about No Safe Spaces. And you really do need to act quickly because, as I've already said, it's going to be available for a limited time, and then it won't be available for you to get anymore. It's a powerful film featuring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, along with the others from the left and the right. And I've mentioned several times, one of the things I like about this film is that they've included both the left and the right, and they all agree on at least this point. America really has become a dangerous place to speak your mind or share ideas. I mean, not only on college and university campuses, but, and we know those used to be the bastions of free speech and spirited debate, but now even on social media, what you say on Facebook or Twitter, what you say at work, maybe even what you say or we pastors say from our pulpits. No Safe Spaces reminding us that no matter who you are, if you say anything on any one of those venues that the radical left doesn't like, they're apt to come and try to shut you down. And that's not just a theoretic. It's happening. Get your copy of NoSafeSpaces.com. That's where you go, NoSafeSpaces.com. Just use the discount code for WAVA listeners, save 25, and you'll save 25% off the cost of the film. NoSafeSpaces.com, discount code SAVE25. We're talking with Kimberly and Randy Janow. Kimberly is director and founder of Alabaster House, and they have an event coming up we're going to talk about in a moment. But first, Kimberly, tell us what Alabaster House itself is all about and what it's been doing through the years and how you happened to establish it on the Hill.
Sure. Basically, Alabaster House serves as a spiritual resource for government leaders and their families. And we really have three main points that we target, and that is confidential prayer, biblical devotions, and friendship. And you'd be surprised just how valuable those tools are to leaders as they, you know, we will be working with leaders from, that have gone on to later become governors, they're members of Congress, senators, and all various, you know, walks of life and so forth. And they always end up having people that are asking, you know, for the, for something, you know, from them. And one of the things that we like to do is just stand with them and help support them in the calling that they have as government leaders.
Well, we, go ahead. Randy, did you want to say something?
Yeah, sure. No, I was just going to pick up on that point. We you know, one of the things that we've observed and in talking with people that are called by God to serve in Congress is that they said, look, we meet with a lot of great people, you know, and some of them are, you know, really wonderful Christian leaders and that sort of thing. And one said to us, he said, look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these people coming, but a lot of them have an agenda. Very rarely do we meet someone in Washington, D.C. who doesn't have an agenda, who just wants to be your friend. And so that's really something that we're striving to do in this.
Wow, that is so important. And that's human nature, isn't it? What's in it for me?
For sure.
Well, yeah. You know, I can't remember what congressman had said it to me some years ago, and it's probably just as well, but I so appreciated his candor. And you can speak to this, I'm sure. He said, Don, he said, my biggest challenge coming to Washington was not losing my integrity. He said, this whole art of compromise, we know that to be the bread and butter of politics. And he said, retain my core values on the face of in the face of calls to give a little here to get that and so forth. How real is that as a struggle for members of the House and Senate and our various leaders?
Yeah, I think that is very real. I think there's a lot of resources there to help them. Obviously, a ministry like Alabaster House can come alongside, as we do with some of the devotional materials and just sharing with them, praying for them. But yeah, I mean, matter of fact, on the Triple E that's coming up, you'll be hearing from a number of different leaders, and that actually is a quote from them. We are just Christian, you know, folks just like you that come up here and try to maintain our values. So you hit the nail on the head with that one for sure. You know, some of the ways that we minister to them, it's in the context of retreats. We have retreats out here at our home, Capitol Ladies Retreats, a government retreat for members and their wives that Randy and I do together. You know, different Capitol coffees that we have that are bipartisan where we try to draw people in. You know, chapel time, praying over them directly. But I think what people are going to find as they plug into this event that we're having on June 2nd, the Alabaster House exclusive equipping event, we're kind of calling that the Triple E, they'll actually get to hear firsthand from government leaders and their families about how God is working, not only in the nation, but also that we have godly leaders that are up there. And frankly, that's a message that is hard to find in the news. And we feel that you won't really hear this message anywhere. So it's going to be more candid. You're going to get an inside perspective, you know, and certainly how you can be equipped to pray for them and come alongside our government leaders and the work that we're doing, frankly, here at Alabaster House. So we just invite everyone to join. It's going to be an incredible event.
Well, that was my next question. Take us to this event, EEE, you call it, Exclusive Equipping Event. Obviously, it's going to be virtual. As I understand, it's going to be from 10:15 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. But walk us into it. Number one, how do folks get involved? Who should come? Is there any fee for it, et cetera, et cetera? What should folks do? What do you want them to know about it?
Sure. They can go directly to our website at alabasterhouse.org and click on the link. There's some more information for the Triple E. And that's it'll bring you right to our registration page. And we're going to kick off the morning with, we'll have a little reception, virtual reception, you know, with Randy and myself. And then we'll lead in with Congressman Mike and Tracy Boss from Illinois. And you'll get to hear a little bit from their heart. There'll be a congressional spouses panel. Actually, it'll be more, it'll cover spouses who serve who's husband serving in the administration and in Congress. And you'll get a little bit, I think the women are great because you'll get a little bit more of an inside scoop. They always say women have more words to say than men.
No. So anybody ever said that?
No, so that should be perfect.
Randy or I wouldn't say anything like that, would we, Randy?
No, of course not. No, not at all. No.
Well, I interrupted you, Kimberly, but go ahead, because is there anybody that, it's not the way I want to phrase the question, who all should come? Should it be professional people or anybody?
Sure, absolutely. If you have an interest at all of finding out more about what the real life of Congress looks like, or what the real life of government leaders who are elected and serving looks like, join us. It absolutely is. It can be for pastors, leaders, intercessors, or just someone who's curious. But the information that they are going to take away from this is going to equip them to pray. Again, that's really the heart of what this is to highlight some godly leaders that we know that are out there. You'll hear from different folks that are serving in the administration and, governors. Members of Congress, again, the congressional wives, and of course, a lot of key concert of prayer that this whole thing will culminate with, as different, what we're calling the Friends of Alabaster House, will come and lead those key points. We're identified through these weekly calls, frankly, and ministering to members and so forth, eight key areas that we're going to be praying into together. So we invite you to join us for those.
What are some of the most? Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry to cut you off. Yeah, I would just say, there's a lot of folks in the body of Christ that just have kind of a passion for politics and really just the direction that our nation is headed. And, they could be pastors, they could be intercessors, they could be lay people, they could be professionals in the workplace, but just, they're just passionate to kind of know, like, what's really happening in politics, what's really happening behind the scenes on Capitol Hill, and how do these people that are serving God on Capitol Hill, how do they kind of feed themselves? How do they feed themselves spiritually and that sort of thing? And boy, I'd like to know kind of what their life is like. If anybody in any of those categories, this would really be tailor-made just for them.
For those who can join, and we hope many will, they just go to alabasterhouse.org. Is that correct?
That's correct. They can also find us if they, on Facebook, Alabaster House, Inc., INC. But the registration comes through on our alabasterhouse.org page. And then, they'll get a link and so forth, and we'll be connected and love to have them join.
Now, in this last couple of minutes, for those who can't, whose schedules just, although a lot of folks are probably sitting home looking for things like this to really engage in, but for those who can't make that particular upcoming event, it's called EEE, folks, Exclusive Equipping Event. And it's virtual, of course. What are some long-term things that folks can pray about? What are some of the most pressing needs on our members of the House, the Senate, the courts, whatever, people you minister to that tend to come up from time to time that they say, I really want your prayers for this? I'm sure some folks listening could make some notes for themselves and say, this is what I'm going to pray about.
Yeah, so the best thing there, Don, is actually – what we do is we have an email list where, every week send out kind of real time what the prayer needs are for the folks that we are working with on Capitol Hill. And it's a way that people can kind of plug into the ministry of Alabaster House. If you go, again, go to the website at alabasterhouse.org, O-R-G, and you can sign up to be on the email distribution list. And that's just really a fantastic way to kind of stay in tune with what's going on the Hill, what's going on with our ministry, and that way they can find about these prayer, bulletins, so to speak, if you will, in real time as things are happening.
Yeah. I think another thought is you were asking right now, what can people be praying for? And I would say government leaders and their marriages, right? Now, they've been elected to do a job and represent their district and so mm-hmm. forth, but if their marriages are struggling or their families are struggling, they will, in fact, lose their seat and not be able to do what, the constituents have elected them to do. So I would say focus in on marriages, their family. As we know, time is split between Washington, D.C. and their home state, so there often is a lot of travel coming back and forth, and they literally have just a few days, oftentimes on the weekend, to visit and reconnect. in between the weeks. However, you know, in COVID season right now, things have been different. And again, I would say all the more to focus on those points, because now there are extra windows of opportunities for them to invest in their families. So probably those key points. And of course, as we're coming out of the COVID season, the economy, reopening for businesses, prayer for the governors as they lead in that arena, obviously prayer for the administration, our president and so forth, as he works with the governors. And I would say too, there's probably just really need to pray for the wisdom of God in all areas, and just keeping people healthy and well.
Excellent. Has it been a good visit, a quick visit? I'll remind folks again of how they can join you on the 2nd. But thank you both. Great to talk with you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Kimberly and Randy Ganau, they are together operating a ministry called Alabaster House. Kimberly's the founder and director. And again, if you want to attend, and we hope you will, they have an event, a virtual exclusive equipping event coming up Tuesday, June the 2nd. Runs from 10:15 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. You can register at alabasterhouse.org, alabasterhouse.org. Also check them out at facebook.com/alabasterhouseinc.
Since COVID-19, our customers have become concerned about indoor air quality. We install an ion generator in your heating and AC system, which removes the hydrogen molecules from bacteria, mold, and viruses. Without hydrogen, molecules die, leaving your home sanitized and fresh. This technology has been used for years. Waive a discounted price, $849, includes a free AC tune-up. A-Action, 703-922-1900.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Business owners and managers can get a free open for business listing at WAVA.com. Click on Shop Local.
Hey, Rich Lee here to say, if you're like me, you simply want a trusted company that'll do great work at a fair price. Whether it's storm damage or hail damage, New Home Exteriors delivers quality, trusted work, not quick, slick roofing repairs. That's why the roofer I would ask you to consider is New Home Exteriors. Call 571-200-7274 for a free estimate, or go online to newhomeonline.com. That's NUHomeOnline.com. Virtual consultations also available. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. In Virginia, out of McLean, bumper-to-bumper delays on the inner loop of the Beltway, right between the George Washington Memorial Parkway, exit 43, and the Claire Barton Parkway, exit 41. These slowdowns are due to a vehicle fire, and as you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the right shoulder there is blocked. Stop-and-go delays will start from the Dulles Toll Road, exit 45. The vehicle fire is on the Maryland shoreline of the American Legion Bridge. Need to manage a challenging workforce? It's time to get to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Cloudy tonight. It'll be warm and humid with a shower or thunderstorm in the area. Tonight's low 74. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with a shower or thunderstorm in the area. It'll be humid with a high of 86. We'll see a damaging thunderstorm tomorrow evening. Otherwise, a few clouds. The low 71. A passing morning shower Saturday. Otherwise, intervals of clouds and sunshine. Shine at a high of 84. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. Well, amid all the continuing consternation, even confusion over COVID-19, how bad it really is, how to separate truth from fiction, to what extent China is culpable, and most of all, how to keep the nation and ourselves and families safe as we inch our way towards some sort of reopenings. Those and other headlines, of course, are dominating the news, but there are other things happening, as you know. The Far East Asia giant, China, gives us a couple of headlines, one in the Wall Street Journal. China votes to override Hong Kong on national security, and Washington Times column by my guest, U.S. indicts North Koreans, Chinese, for illegal financial deals. Bill Gertz, as you know, is the national security correspondent for the Washington Times. He's been with the Times since 1985, four of them national bestsellers. His latest, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy, also writes the weekly column, Inside the Ring. Bill, always great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Don. Good to be on the program.
Now, the first one from the Wall Street Journal reads in part, I'll just read one sentence, resolution paves way for new legal and enforcement steps in Hong Kong to help China quash anti-Beijing protests and sets up conflicts with U.S. Chinese President Xi Jinping voted on the legislation Thursday. Take us there first, if you would. What happened? And, of course, I guess astute observers saw this coming, right?
Yes, it's clear that the Chinese Communist Party have taken advantage of the U.S. having to deal with the coronavirus outbreak, and the Chinese Party has circumvented the quasi-democratic system in Hong Kong, which has its own legislator, and under a 1997 agreement, it was guaranteed a certain amount of autonomy, and they've did an end run around that, and they're imposing a new national security law that will involve putting the security services of the Chinese intelligence services to operate in Hong Kong, to send Hong Kong residents to China, where the Communist Party has arbitrary detentions and imprisonments. So it's really kind of we're looking at a dire situation as far as the situation of democracy in Hong Kong is going.
As I understand it, and again, I'm reading from this column with the Wall Street Journal, first announced last week, China's decision to bypass the city's legislature and impose the law stunned businesses, opposition groups, and citizens in Hong Kong. Well, we would expect that, but will this simply exacerbate situations into more street riots and more violence in that regard, or is this a fait accompli? As someone said, I saw a headline earlier, it's kind of a fait accompli now that Hong Kong's now effectively under the Chinese government.
Yes, the Hong Kongers are definitely serious about defending their democratic rights, and they're going to fight, and they're coming out in the streets, even though they've had a lockdown over the COVID virus outbreak. They're very strong in demanding their rights and freedoms, and this is I expect that this is going to escalate. The Secretary of State on Wednesday announced that the U.S. was no longer certifying, as required under U.S. law, that Hong Kong gets this special trade status with the U.S. It allows it to get high-tech goods that normally aren't allowed to be sold to China. Well, he's saying that they're no longer autonomous. It's clear that the jackboot of the Communist Party is coming down hard on Hong Kong, and this is going to open the way for sanctions or visa restrictions or some other measures. I think the president may announce some of those tomorrow. He's planning a press conference on China.
I don't know that it's a word, but how intimidatable is the Chinese leader Xi Jinping? Is he really apt to be at all threatened by this?
It's a good question. I think one of the ways that the party corrupt officials have used Hong Kong is kind of a money laundering place, because Hong Kong was allowed to use free trade and dollars. A lot of the Chinese elite would park their money there, either in real estate or in corporations. And with the lifting of the special trade status, that could jeopardize some of these party elites' monies. And we'll see what happens there. I mean, they won't be able to get their dollars out of China that way.
We're going to come back with more. Bill Gertz with us, certainly an expert on these matters, and many of you know that. You read his columns regularly at the Washington Times. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
This important message is for anyone experiencing financial hardship and owes back taxes to the IRS or has unfiled tax returns, caused massive job layoffs, and financially burdened millions. While tough times will go away, the IRS won't. At Community Tax, we're on top of evolving IRS collection policies that could make it easier to resolve tax problems and dramatically lower monthly payments. If you're facing a serious loss of income, you may qualify for IRS hardship programs that may lower your monthly payments or provide dramatic tax savings. For taxpayers who owe less than $250,000 and are in a payment arrangement with the IRS, new guidelines could lower your payments substantially.
Community Tax has decades of experience helping taxpayers with IRS collections. So call our helpline today for your free consultation and learn what programs you qualify for. Call 800-500-5588. That's 800-500-5588. 800-500-5588.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Worries about U.S.-China relations sent stocks tumbling in the final hour of the session, the market giving up all of its earlier modest gains and then some. The Dow Jones Industrials finished with a loss of 147 points. The S&P 500 slipped 6. The Nasdaq Composite dipped 43. The market's turnaround seemed to coincide with news that President Trump will hold a news conference tomorrow related to China, which today approved a national security bill for Hong Kong. It's been a tough few months for many restaurants, but Popeye's Louisiana Chicken continues to be one of the big winners. The fried chicken chain's U.S. same-store sales were trending downward year over year. Gains of more than 40% were trending rather toward year-over-year gains of more than 40% as of the third full week of May. Popeye's has done very well ever since it launched the new chicken sandwich last August. Parent company Restaurant Brands International's other chains, Burger King and Tim Hortons, still had year-over-year declines. That's Your Money Now.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start200.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or Radio.com.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858. The Don Kroah Show on WAVA. Bill Gertz is with me. He's the national security correspondent with the Washington Times. His own website, by the way, is gertzfile.com, G-E-R-T-Z-file.com. Also, of course, you find his work, as I've said, at washingtontimes.com. His latest book is called Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. And on that note, Bill, is that part of what's going on here? China's inexorable march to become the supreme force in the globe, as your book describes?
Yes, they are on the march, and they're doing it through a combination of economic and other security-oriented vehicles, such as the Belt and Road Initiative. And as part of this strategy, they're trying to curb all kinds of dissent that are on China's periphery. And two of the big issues are Hong Kong autonomy, again, which is a big economic base, but also Taiwan, which is, again, which China regards as a breakaway province, but for all intents and purposes is an independent nation. China wants to try to bring them back into the fold as part of its plan for global supremacy. The second part of that is they want to diminish the power of the United States at all costs, because that is the biggest obstacle to China achieving this global hegemony, is the U.S. democratic-led global order.
And on that general point of her global agenda, that being China's or the Communist Party's, you and I haven't talked about it, I don't think, but I'm sure you're aware, probably much better and more informed than I, although I do spend some time in Africa. China is exerting and has been for years a lot of influence in Africa. I'm thinking of cases in point. I know the Tanzanian prime minister, I believe, recently rejected their offers to come in and loan them lots of money and build a railway and so on. What do you know about that aspect of China's efforts on the continent of Africa?
Yeah, I look at it as kind of a an encirclement strategy by the Communist Party of China. And so they're going to all of the underdeveloped nations of the world, whether it's in Asia, Central Asia, Africa, South America, and they're trying to buy their way in there. They're literally buying up countries, paying off officials, using strange financing, like they'll come in and say they'll build a railroad or a seaport, and they'll even finance it. And then when the nation can't pay the bills, then they just take over the infrastructure. And I see them doing this more in the underdeveloped world, with the idea of eventually putting pressure on the more developed world, namely in Asia, Europe, and the United States ultimately is their big target.
Now, you alluded to it, and I wanted to ask you about it, that it seems to me there could be a sort of domino sequence here if, in fact, China really does basically neutralize what independence is left in Hong Kong. Then the next step would be perhaps Taiwan. Am I right?
Yeah, and this is ideologically, this is a setback for Chinese efforts to convince Taiwan to come back into the fold. The Chinese have held out this notion of so-called one country, two systems, and the centerpiece for that was Hong Kong. They said, look, come back, we'll take over your sovereignty, but we'll let you keep your system. And so that was the deal that led back in 1997 to the British giving up the what was then a British colony to China. The Chinese have offered a similar one country, two systems deal to the Taiwanese, and they've said, no thanks. We don't want to be part of a country that has its only as its only goal to impose a communist dictatorship and do away with democracy. They don't want any part of it. But there are real concerns that China will step up pressure on Taiwan. I know a number of China experts that I've talked to think that somewhere in the next 10 years, the Chinese could make a military move against Taiwan, which again could set off a larger conflict. The U.S. is committed under the 1979 Taiwan Relations Act to prevent the forcible reunification of Taiwan with the mainland.
Now, before I take the break, and then I want to come back to your own story on the North Koreans and Chinese after the break. But quickly, you alluded to it earlier. We talked about it. Washington has signaled that it may take measures in response to China's recent action here by declaring it no longer considers Hong Kong autonomous from Beijing. And as you already cited, Mike Pompeo addressed the issue with Congress on Wednesday. What might the United States do in this regard to make China begin to regret its heavy hand with Hong Kong?
It's hard to say. I'm not sure we have a lot of leverage on the Chinese. I think really what they want to do is threaten the Chinese with losing their ability to access this key financial center. But if they actually do it, it would mean the end of freedom in Hong Kong. It will also mean that the financial companies that are operating in Hong Kong will have to find other places to go.
We're going to come back for a few more minutes with Bill Gertz, going to talk about his own column in the Washington Times. U.S. indicts North Koreans, Chinese for illegal financial deals. We'll find out what that's about. Stay with us.
Since this whole quarantine thing started, we've gotten the chance to chat with around 2,000 of you radio listeners. And here's what we've heard. You wouldn't believe how many puzzles we've done. Who would have thought family driveway tennis could be so much fun? And I'm pretty sure I've watched over 100 episodes of Seinfeld. The other thing we've seen is families across the country doing major work on their homes. Dream basements, backyard makeovers, swimming pools, or shelves, and more shelves for organization. The home is officially a bigger deal than ever. And the cool thing is, for many of us, home values have gone up the last few years, meaning you could have equity sitting in your home that you could cash out to put in, say, the greatest driveway tennis court of all time. If that's you, our Faith and Family Mortgage team has a direct lender advantage, and we'd love to help. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over the life of the loan.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. Should churches defy state shutdown orders in order to gather in person again? This question goes to the heart of both America's founding principles and the core convictions of Christianity. The early American position was strongly influenced by the Bible and a disposition, quote, to be subject to the governing authorities. But sometimes the state forbids what God commands. What then? We reason with them. We exercise patience. We appeal to other authorities, as Paul appealed to Caesar. When all other options have been exhausted, then we respectfully disobey. The evangelical pastor John MacArthur recently quoted the Puritan Richard Baxter, where he says, quote, if the magistrate asks you to refrain from meeting because of a pestilence, you do not meet. On the other hand, if the magistrate tries to force you not to meet because of persecution of Christianity, you meet anyway. That's wisdom.
Sponsored by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Achoo! Come on, are you kidding? This pollen is terrible. So now more than ever, you want a clean, healthy rug, free from pet stains, pollen, bacteria, and viruses. Right now, get 50% off Adeed Sanitize, Disinfect, and Antivirus Treatment. Also, Adeed has extended our 3-for-2 special. Clean two rugs, get the third rug clean free. And we have free curbside pickup and delivery. To learn more about Adeed's antivirus treatment and all the cleaning specials, go to joehadeed.com. That's joehadeed.com. Remember, a clean home is a healthy home.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. Whether you're just getting started in the world of digital marketing or already have a plan that's not getting results, we give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Salem Surround provides your business with all your marketing needs under one roof. And face it, in 2020, if you're not effectively using digital media, you're behind the competition and losing sales. Salem Surround will help identify any weak points in your marketing strategy and consult with you to bring solutions that will meet your needs and exceed your expectations. Total market saturation for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
A few more minutes with Bill Gertz, national security correspondent with the Washington Times. Make a note of his website, GertzFile.com, and of course his work at WashingtonTimes.com. Your own column, U.S. indicts North Koreans, Chinese for illegal financial deals. What's that all about?
Yeah, this is a big story that has been many years in the making. It's a financial crimes case, and it looks at how North Korea has used some 250 front companies around the world, mainly in China, but also in Russia, in Kuwait, Libya, to launder some $2.5 billion in money that is needed by the regime in North Korea. It was clear that they had a very systematic plan to circumvent U.S. sanctions, and the Justice Department unsealed an indictment today identifying 28 North Koreans and five Chinese who were behind this scheme. It's the largest action of its kind against North Korea that's ever been taken by the U.S. government.
So what will happen from this point forward?
Well, they've recovered $63 million of the money, and basically it's what they call a name and shame operation. The actual prosecution is unlikely, but by identifying the companies and the processes, it will put other financial institutions on notice. It basically blew open this financial money laundering operation, and it will make it much harder for North Korea to launder money in the future.
Beyond that, this whole thing with China targeting the U.S. on every front, of course, there are people who have carried this to the conspiratorial level, saying that China's doing things to do whatever it can to keep Trump from being reelected. What is your assessment of that, China's influence in American politics and especially against this president who's taken them on as no other president has, I would say?
Absolutely. They are working very, very diligently and in a sophisticated way to use their influence tools. That includes manipulating U.S. media. It includes buying lobbyists who are former government officials to support Beijing's policies. And ultimately, I think it was Vice President Pence who said in a recent speech, Beijing wants a different president because Trump has been so tough in really shifting the entire strategic focus of the U.S. government towards China.
On that last point, I happen to be listening this morning to a radio report about China regarding the American farmers and how they respond to President. Why they're so supportive of President Trump, by and large, even though they've suffered from the reduction of ethanol, corn growing and so forth, yet they really feel like this president has their best interest at heart in terms of he's the first to have stood up on their behalf against China. Is there merit to that?
Absolutely, yeah. It's often been described as chemotherapy. You know, your hair falls out and you get sick, but ultimately in the long run, it's going to be beneficial for those farmers and the rest of the American economy if we decouple from China, which, again, is out to destroy the United States ultimately.
Final question, what can the U.S. do? We don't know what it will do at this point, but apparently Mr. Pompeo himself indicated we are going to take some actions regarding China's recent betrayal of its commitment to Hong Kong. What might that look like?
I imagine we're going to see for sure sanctions on specific officials in Hong Kong who are responsible for this new national security law. Other than that, I think we're just going to have to wait until the president unveils what he's going to say, probably tomorrow.
Great to talk with you as always, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Gertz, national security correspondent with The Washington Times. And again, of course, WashingtonTimes.com, where you'll find his columns each week. And also, he writes a column called Inside the Ring. And that's an inside, that's a weekly column chronicling U.S. national security bureaucracy. And his own website is GertzFile.com. The book that he's written most recently, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. That's it for this hour here on The Don Kroah Show.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com. 703-922-1900.
He alone is your rock and your salvation. He is your fortress. You will never be shaken. A reminder from 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.